Hey, so this is a topic you brought up in a previous thing, but didn't go into much detail on. But what's your take on the responsibility of a creator? Because a lot of what I see of people, you know, talking about their stuff and the work that some people are putting out, it's like, you know, super like nihilistic, like, oh yeah, you know, everything just dies, and that's it. That's like the whole message to it. It's just everything dies or everything is bad. And I don't feel that's a you know, a good message to be sending out. And I know you have a similar feeling about that too.
All right, Professional Weirdo Podcast. So as you heard that question, a second question from our friend Spooktergeist out there in Arizona. Yeah, so like the message and what you want to say. So the way I look at being a creator, when you're creating anything, it's like there's a stage and there's a podium, a place to speak and a microphone, and you getting to create your work, whatever it is, a movie, a game, music. It's your chance to go up there and speak to people. Because you can say what you want about, you know, whatever you're making, but ultimately it's not created or designed to just exist in a void, in a vacuum, in a box to be experienced by algorithms. No, it's there to be experienced by people. It's there to make people feel things and think about things and reflect or whatever. I mean, it's doing that to them, whether you like it or not. So I think, yeah, when you're a creator, it's your chance to speak to people. And I don't take it for granted that the people are always going to be there. I treat it like I'm lucky to have these people listening to me, watching me, whatever, however you want to convert it to. So I'm really going to do my best to say something of value that in the end I hope will help people. So when people go and make that stuff, I mean, the message of nihilism, you know, everything shit, we all died, da-da-da, like, all of that just leads to destruction, like the person's destruction who has that in their mind through various means. Their work is regressive instead of progressive. And that has nothing to do with political values or stances when I say that. It's just something that seeks to build and something that either just seeks to complain and say everything sucks, or something that seeks to destroy. To corrupt people, to make them feel worse, to just make them feel bad. So, yeah, I feel that creators, creatives, however you want to put it, have a great responsibility to the people that are listening, watching, playing, whatever their stuff, because it is your chance to speak to them. So just imagine these people out there. It's your only chance in life to speak to them. What are you going to say? And I would think if your head's on straight and you're not doped up on whatever the fuck everyone's doped up on here in the United States of America, I'm not talking about cannabis, I'm talking about antidepressants, anti-anxiety, fucking whatever they're doing. If you're just going to go, hey, everybody, hey, you know, you're making something, you're releasing it. If you're rich and famous or whatever, you got that whole thing going, millions of people are going to look at you. So you're like, hey, everybody, hey, listen, hey, listen to me, hey, check it out. Everything sucks. Fuck you. Thanks for your money. Whatever. I mean, that's what you're saying. You're just like, hey, everybody, let me tell you a story. Imagine you're at a campfire. What story are you going to tell? Sure, you're going to tell a scary story. Okay, you can do that, but it has to have something else in it. I mean, over the totality of all your stories. Just think about it like that. Like, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're getting to talk to people once. What are you going to say? If you get to talk to some person, what do you want to leave them with? How do you want them to feel? What perspective are you trying to put out there that's yours that you don't think other people see? Like one of my favorite movie directors, Todd Solondz. You know, I've seen all his movies, of course, and I got to see him when his movie Dark Horse, he came here to San Jose and was at the theater. So I got to like ask him a question. I more like left him a comment. I stated something. I told him that I love his movies and I thanked him for his movies because when I'm out here in regular America, I feel like the state of normalcy is insane, is crazy. And everyone's just like, no, this is normal. Like they're not crazy. And I said that his movies make me feel like someone else understands that because it shows the madness and craziness of, quote, normalcy here. So that's what it did for me. But I mean, you know, it did something for me. It spoke to me. And if you just made, I mean, there's lots of other directors. Speaking of movies or games, I could bring up, but I'm not. You know what I'm talking about. It's just about how you feel. Like, how do you feel after you've played it, watched it, listened to it? So, yeah, I believe you should. Like, you know, there's that cliche. I mean, this is going a little too far. No, if you don't have anything good to say, don't open your mouth or something like that. It's not about having good things to say. I just think it's about having stimulating things to say, things that are a bit open-ended, things that if you want to have a message out there, try to uplift people or empower people. And most of the things that I spent a lot of time on, my movies and a lot of stuff, I was trying in the end to make people feel something and uplift them in a way, show them this world that you can reject and somehow live on. So yeah, I don't agree. Like, the fuck everything, nihilism, those people are just degenerates. Like, at some point they lost their soul, or their soul died, or they sold it out, or, you know, jerked off some old man for fame or money, or did a bunch of drugs or whatever. Like, their soul is hollowed out. It's gone. So when your soul is hollowed out and gone, you're just this soulless thing, this big hole that's just looking to put all this different stuff in your hole to try to make you feel like you're alive. And I'm not directly speaking about your orifice, your orifices, but they also do that. But like, I've made a conscious effort to not let my soul die, to keep my soul alive, to keep my imagination alive, to keep my childlike spirit alive. So I don't have that problem. I can go and look at something that's wholesome, quote wholesome, and be fine with it. It doesn't make me angry. But when you're like a soulless, broken, fucked up, degenerate person, like, nice things, wholesome things make you angry. You know, you want to destroy them. And I mean, you know, we saw a whole push, at least here in the West, over the last, through my life, the last 20, 30 years, of this push to destroy all the nice, wholesome things, blah, blah, blah. I mean, then you're just left with, like, let's say in the sphere of animation, you're left with Pixar, which is then just pushed to the other direction, where it's just fucking empty, the thoughts of, like, privileged people, like, the vapid thoughts and, like, of privileged people, where it's like, oh my God, I get to go, I have a nice house with two parents that don't, you know, hate me. I'm not getting molested and I'm not getting bullied, or, you know, I live in a nice neighborhood and I get to go off to a nice college that my parents are paying for. Oh, my dolls, what am I going to do with my fancy toys? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, so that's how I see Pixar, which is just like, what are you saying, man? But, you know, the people, the message behind those is like John Lasseter, that fucking weirdo, is just like, dude, you're a 55-year-old man child. Like, you're still like a child, but in a bad way. Like, there's this adult shit, real life, like pain and fucking, you either didn't learn it, or you're denying it, or I don't know. You got to have a little tinge of darkness in your work because the world is dark, but you don't let the darkness overcome you. Because if you let the darkness overcome you and in your work, then you're just adding to it. So I always put some darkness in my work, but then it's like I'm trying to give tools to people on how to handle navigating through it. So if you're just like that nihilistic, everything sucks, you're like, everything's fucked, the world's fucked, it's our shit. You're just saying the world is dark, I have no solutions for you other than what, kill yourself or kill a bunch of people or just fuck everybody and everything. Oh, watch my 2012 film, Heartstring Marionette, and look at the character Serialis, because that's the archetype that character was created for. Listen to their dialogue. Look at the way they look. But, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you don't know who's watching your stuff, you know, with YouTube and all this stuff today. You're going to be talking to an 8-year-old kid. What are you going to say to the 8-year-old? Life sucks. Everything sucks. You're fucked. It's fucked. Like, you know, if they want to end up thinking that, let them figure it out themselves through their life, through their experiences. But I think people have had shitty lives a lot. I mean, you know, some people, a lot of people get bad rolls of the dice. So there's some things that you have to fucking deal with that suck. But I think a lot of it is also how you handle things, how you handle difficulties, how you handle you know, because you'll see some fucking amazing, awesome, spirited people who had the worst fucking lives ever. Like, you know, having their whole families killed and being shot at, put behind fucking barbed wire and all this stuff. And they end up being, like, super spirited people because they didn't lose their soul. So, on the soulless, nihilistic tip, like, I don't want to watch that stuff myself. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to play it, so I don't. It's like when I was a kid, we had the Disney Channel, which is cool. Like, I liked Disney when I was a kid because it was wholesome, but it also did have some edge on it. Like, the original Tron movie was created by Disney. The movie The Black Hole, the original one from 1980, I think it was, or 79, which was really dark and, like, a pretty, you know, pretty dark movie for, like, a kid's thing. Something Wicked This Way Comes, which I think was based on a Ray Bradbury story, was a Disney movie. So, like, you know, now, like I was saying, the Pixar, Disney, whatever, it's just all pushed off into, like, the 1%, or not even 1%, the 10%. You know, it's like a rich person in America's life movie problems in those, from my perspective. You know, it's all, quote, whitewashed and just, it's just not relevant to most people here in America, and a lot of parts of the world. And I think when you make that kind of stuff, you just make people feel like shit even more. Like, their life probably sucks. And then you're like, if your life's not all shiny and awesome and you have all these friends and do this, like, yeah, it's even worse. So, like, I've never lived in that life. I never had a privileged life. I never lived in wealth. Never had a complete family. I got bullied. I got molested. I had all this shitty stuff. So I can't relate to it, you know? But then also I can't relate to the everything's fucked, it's all doomed, all that stuff either, because I've kept my soul alive. So I think, as I take a sip of Asahi Biru Kudasai, hi, domo, hi, blah, blah, something Japanese. Yeah, it's just all about keeping your soul alive. The people that have no soul create those kind of works for other people with no soul. So they can just be like, yeah, see, it's fucking pointless. Remember that movie? Yeah, I'm going to fuck my grandma's uncle backwards, upside down, and then shit in his corpse like that movie. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. And I mean, it's music too. You know, there's music like that too. Fuck everyone. Fuck like the dumb thug shit. A lot of thug. Fuck you. Fuck kill you. Dur. You can just push in all directions and see it everywhere. But yeah, I hope that answered your question, my pal Spooktergeist out there in Arizona. But yeah, I don't think people, they don't realize the power that they have in the platform and, you know, the voice that they have. And I think if everyone with a conscience is not on pharmaceuticals or heroin or oxys or whatever, cocaine, meth, realize that, like, hey, I'm speaking in front of this crowd. I'm at the podium. This is my chance. It might be my only chance to speak. What am I going to say? That they would probably take it serious and maybe say something, like, from whatever they have left of their soul, like, out of there. You know, it's like, if you could talk to your 8-year-old self, what would you tell them? Would you tell them everything's fucked? Just give up. Just fucking rape baby squirrels and burn them because, like, probably not. If you do, then you should just put a plastic bag on your head and, you know, take some of those pharmaceuticals and do that whole thing and get the fuck out of here. We don't need you. We don't need any more of you. We don't need any more of you people. It's like, we don't need any more fucking pornography. We don't need you either. But I bet, you know, most people would kind of come out of it, but, you know, the way a lot of the stuff is portrayed or framed, you know, it's just all about being rich and famous. It's all about you. But it's like, no, dumbass, it's not all about you. You're making things for people. It's about the people. You're there to serve the people. So if you're trying to serve yourself, your own ego, because you're hurt, because life hasn't gone the way you want it, so fuck the world, it's all shit. It's like, no, man, maybe you're just a coward. Maybe you just failed because you're weak. And so you try to blame it on the world. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Go look around. You know, there's people, like, I remember years and years and years ago when I first started getting into animation, and I saw this little video about this dude. I don't remember where he was, somewhere in the Middle East, but he could only move one finger on his whole body. He can only move one finger. Yet this dude had a fucking trackball, and he was making 3D animations with one finger. Yeah, it took him a super long time to do it, but he did it. Like, that dude didn't give up. He didn't go, oh, my life is so fucked. Like, No, he did what he did his best. He did what he could. And like, that's all we can do here. That's all we're here to do. You can go and look at other people and be like, I wish, but it's like, whatever. You're dealt a hand of cards. You know, the fucking procedural generation, the random generation seed of life gave you what it gave you in your life. And it's up to you to make the best out of it no matter what. And you do your best. And, you know, the people who do not come from ideal situations aren't fucking idealized people who do cool shit, you know, end up being way bigger heroes and are way fucking cooler people than the ones who were given everything and did something because you had to fight. It's about the struggle, you know. Everybody likes a hero's journey. So, you know, if the hero had everything fucking handed to him and just did it, it's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, if your family's rich lawyers and you go to Harvard and then you live this privileged life, it's like, I don't fucking care. Who cares? Nobody cares because that's what you're supposed to do. It's so easy for you. It was handed to you. But if you're a nobody from nowhere with nothing and you can scrounge some shit together and do something in the world, like, that's fucking cool. So, the key is to just not give up, to not, you know, look at that. I mean, the world's fucked. Trust me, I know. I've experienced a lot of life. I've looked at a lot of shit, both in person and on the fucking internet. I know what's going on in there. I mean, I have a friend who works in fucking human trafficking and sex trafficking. And, you know, they've told me stuff I've never even read on the internet that people fucking do in real life to babies. So, yeah, I know. But, you know, if that baby survives, it's going to grow up and it's going to want to watch something. And what do you want to make for it? Everything's shit. Everything's fucked up. No, of course not. You want to make something fucking that has some hope in it, that has some light, some tinge of something for those people, don't you? Isn't that what you would want? I mean, I'm never going to have any kids, but if I did, I'm like, yeah, I'm putting out what I would want for them. Like, you know, again, little hint of darkness because real life, reality is fucking dark sometimes. And people are going to go through some dark shit, but yeah. So that's my thing on that. So yeah, if anybody else has any questions, leave me a message on the Anchor page. Find it. I don't know how to find it. Whatever. Professional Weirdo Podcast, and I'll answer that shit. So thanks again. And here's my outro track, Dream Eater, from the group I do with my wife, daughter, from our third album, The Atonal Atomic Blues. And this song was about me flipping and realizing that most people out there in my spheres that I work in, that I've worked in, independent film, independent animation, independent music, now independent games, most of them want to see you fail, and they don't want to see ambitious people pull shit off because it just makes them feel inadequate because they're fucking weak and they're cowards. So I'm flipping, turning to the dream eater. It's like, well, you know what? If you let me eat your dreams, like, that's your fucking fault, but I'm going to keep eating them. Oh, you want to make games where you're just sitting around being lazy? Well, fuck, I'm going to go make games and eat your dreams. Sorry. Don't take it personally. I'm just doing shit just like you can. You can do all the same things I can. But when people get all haterish and want to tear you down and like, this is shit, you suck, it's just like, come on. You know, they got a personal problem because they're trying to covet their dreams by never pursuing them. It's like, you're proving to me that I could have done it too. Stop fucking shaking my reality. Like, you need to fail just like me so I can just say, yeah, see, it's impossible. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Dream Eater. Okay, bye.
You think you wanna win, we're climbing, we stopping them. Dead in their tracks, motherfucker, I'ma show you what you lack. Rolling and folding them eyes, scolding them. Be like your dad, hella scolding them. Bad children sitting in front of me. Gonna have to lay the smack down figuratively. Cause that's me, that's what I do. I be like holding it down on the same old mic in this town. Since I call myself Agent 2803, no one knows. Hella blows, fighting for my own sanity. You hoe, self for yourself, vanity. Creatively, motherfucker, I'm a hungry ass mountain lion. You a bloated ass manatee.
Heed the words of the alpha nerd.
Yeah, you come here, come get it. Yeah, you heard it.
I can hear the breath of the weak.
I can hear the whispers of the meek. Motherfucker, when it comes to creativity,
I'm a beast. I'm a beast.